Sierra 1
Motorsports. Yeah, is Lisa in?
This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. It's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. What can I do for you?
Good. I'm not sure if you remember. We spoke earlier in the summer. It was about some equipment and capital we had you guys pre-approved for, and you told me to check back towards September, so you guys are doing out there.
We're doing okay. We are looking to do some purchases in the next probably 3 months.
Great. What is it you guys are looking to bring on?
Probably a new truck and trailer and just some new equipment for our team.
Perfect. Yeah.
You could possibly email me your terms and I can take a look at them.
Yeah, for sure. I know last time we talked earlier in the summer, you mentioned a little equipment that you guys were looking to bring on, but said nothing was happening at the time and to call back towards the fall and we could go from there. But had you guys looked into financing for those or just kind of shopping around?
Well, we haven't gotten to the point where we're actually going to buy it, but it'll probably be happening in the next 3 months, so.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Right,
it'll really just depend on the terms of the agreement. We have a personal sponsor that usually we go through.
Is that an investor or Okay. Is that who you guys typically, lean on when you do need financing, or
right.
Do you guys have other sources as well?
Oh, it's just one sponsor or one person that's on, with our team.
I gotcha. We actually had a filing that you guys had from SunTrust from a few years back. I'm not sure if that might ring a bell with you guys, but
that was a long time ago. Gotcha.
Yeah. Was that for some equipment or?
Uh-huh.
Right. Is that do you guys tend to lean on them for financing too, or just stick with the vendor or investor? Excuse me.
Yeah, like I said, we haven't gotten a loan through a bank in years.
Okay.
We own outright our truck and trailer now, we just haven't done it in years. So.
Okay, so you guys typically just kind of use the investors' money then for the big purchases.
Right. Yeah. New race cars and stuff like that.
Right. And why is that too? Have you guys ever looked into financing, or just kind of not the?
He doesn't charge us interest, so it's pretty easy to make that decision.
Right.
I definitely wouldn't want to say, because you never know, what's going to happen with that. You might need more than he can actually do, so I wouldn't want to say I'm not interested.
No, exactly, and kind of why I asked too to figure out the scenario to see if kind of a different way to leverage his accounts and kind of use our money instead of his. So, and like you mentioned too, if anything were to happen, then that way you guys could still have that cash available with that investor.
Right.
But I can shoot you over an email with a little bit more about our programs and whatnot. The one I had from last time we talked was looks like Primus 052 at AOL. Is that still a good one for you?
Yes, that is.
Perfect. Yeah, when we get off the phone, I'll shoot over the email. Basically, with our programs, we just require the one-page application. They're very simple, straightforward equipment app. And then along with that, it's just a few financials from the business to, get the overall health of the business. We base a lot of it off of sales. That's one of our primary factors. To give you a little better idea, too, what did you guys do in sales for 2015 this last year?
I'm actually not even at my desk, but... I would say it's probably $1.7 million, I would say, for the race team. We don't really sell to an open public.
No, I gotcha.
Yeah.
But are you guys kind of tracking for a little more this year? How's everything been shaping up for you 2016?
It's probably right around the same.
Okay, cool. Just kind of, figuring that out. What we do basically is take about 10 to 15% of that, and we can unlock it to you guys for, unsecured cash for you guys to use for the business. So, that's basically how that works with the capital and with the, the sales side of that. And then also, I had you down as the contact, but you're not the current owner for you guys, are you?
Yes, I am. I'm the first.
Oh, you are? Oh, perfect. And are you the 100%?
No, 50.
Okay, so then, yeah, we'd just be needing the information from yourself and then your partner.
Okay.
And then along with, you know, the equipment, we just require 6 months of the most recent business bank statements,
right.
You know, track the sales and whatnot, and then a copy of the most recent tax return so we can get the ownership breakdown as well as the, you know, the sales for the previous year.
And also, what would the interest rate be on the unsecured cash?
Right, kind of what I was going to getting at, too. There are different programs, so it really varies, you know, which one you do qualify for and are eligible, because, you know, we really do have a lot of different programs, so it really just depends, kind of why I asked a little about what you guys did in sales. Sounds like you guys, you know, have a pretty strong business, though. How long have you guys been in business for? I mean, how long have you been, you know, running the show?
We've been incorporated since, I believe, 99. We started our business in 97.
Okay, 97, and then you went incorporated in 99?
Yeah, I believe it was 99. It might have been 2000, but, yeah.
Okay, and, I mean, who are you running the business with? Is it, like, husband or?
Husband.
Okay, and you guys have been running it all together the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. How'd you guys get into the industry? Kind of, you know, personal hobbies or?
No, my husband used to race, so.
Oh, nice. Got out of it and.
Right.
I see, and. What is it you guys do, you know, exactly? You guys are like equipment, right?
Right. We actually own and operate a professional auto racing team.
Oh, sweet. What team is that, actually?
It's the name of the company is TR1 Motorsports, but we run in the IMSA series, so the WeatherTech Championship Series. It's under NASCAR's direction, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's endurance racing, so Daytona 24, Sebring 12-hour, that kind of thing.
Oh, sweet. So you guys got, like, your own team, a driver, everything like that, huh?
Right, yeah.
That's pretty cool. You got any big races coming up?
Our next race is in 2 weeks in Austin, Texas, and then we only have one more after that, and that's the Petit Le Mans in Atlanta.
Oh, okay, what's like the big race for you guys in the year? What's like the Super Bowl for racing?
Daytona 24-hour, that's in January.
Okay, so are you guys going to that one too?
Yeah, we do the whole series. So
that's the start of next year though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty cool. I'm just you know, trying to get a little background on the business, but it sounds like pretty cool. Do you guys, I mean, like, are any of the races televised or like
all
you know
of
what?
Them. Yeah, all of them are live. They come on live.
Oh, that's cool. What do you guys do for the, you know, the trucks and the equipment side of it, too? Just kind of stick with the investor?
Yeah, well, our truck is owned outright, so we don't have financing on that. And
yeah, of course.
Equipment we depreciate over a few years, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, I mean, other than the investor, you guys don't really look into financing other than just, you know, me getting in contact with you?
Right. It's been several years since we've needed it.
Okay, so, I mean, that's pretty much the last time you guys ever did finance anything.
Right, I think we have through Bank of America, which is our bank, in the early, you know, early 2000s, I would say, but,
and
no.
You guys still bank with Bank of America, too?
That's correct.
Okay, and then have you guys, like, approached them about this equipment, or just...
Like I said, we haven't really even, you know... started talking about what we were going to do, so, but I just don't want to tell you, no, we don't need anything.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, and I'm just trying to, you know, get a little more background on, you know, the current situation for you guys, too. Did you guys have, like, a vendor you were looking to bring on those, you said it was a truck, a trailer, and then what else was it you were looking to bring on, too?
Oh, a new race car.
Okay, and, I mean, do you have a general ballpark for a price estimate on those?
The truck will be around $200,000, and the car will be around $500,000.
Car $500,000, and then what about the trailer?
Oh, it's truck and trailer. I'm sorry.
Oh, so they're a combined piece. Okay, I gotcha. Did you guys have a vendor for those too, or just kind of you know, something in the works?
Well, the truck and trailer is privately owned from another race team, and the race car that's in the works on what car we'll go with.
Okay, and you guys already have a vendor that you guys usually get those cars with?
Yes.
Who is that, too?
Well, right now we're with Orica, which they're all the companies are overseas.
Okay, right. And then what about the truck, too? What team were you guys going to buy that? Was that one of your guys' competitors?
It's an old, he's not in a, doesn't have a team anymore. He used to.
Oh, gotcha. Just kind of a friend in the business?
Yeah.
I see. Pretty cool. Well, I mean, yeah, just from the information I've gathered, you know, it seems like we should have really no problem getting that for you guys. And like I said, too, we do have a bunch of different programs and whatnot that
Perfect.
You guys, sounds like you would be eligible for. Yeah, I'll shoot over email right when we get off the phone, just so we can get the ball rolling on this, you know, file, too. The sooner you got that back to me, if you wanted to just, you know, we could work on kind of a ballpark estimate for the prices. That way we could get this working, you know, before the deadline came up for you guys when you were actually shopping. That way
okay,
you kind of you know, had that in your pocket and, you know, knew what you could work with and, you know, knew what's available to you guys that way. But yeah, I'll shoot it over right when we get off the phone, and then I know it's Tuesday, just getting back from the holiday and whatnot, but when do you think I can get this back from you, Lisa?
You know what, I have to take a look at it and see. I don't want anyone to, you know, start running my credit or anything.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. And you know, they're softball too, so nothing really to worry about as well, but just kind of you know, informing you on the process and, you know, what it is that we'll be needing and, you know, how it's going to work from us. You know, just so that way you could, you know, have numbers to work with when you guys are looking you know, to bring on that car and the truck.
Okay, perfect. Well, send that over.
All right, Lisa, nice
Thank
talking
you.
To you, and I guess I'll check back in a week or so if I don't hear anything back from you.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Bye, Lisa.
Bye.